As we come into the sitting now, let's remember that mountain pose that we've engaged in with standing and with sitting. And so really planted feet and legs and bottom, like the roots of the mountain. Creating an uplift through the torso, perhaps by rolling the shoulders up, back, and down a few times. And relaxing them and having a nice strong back as the shoulder blades come down against the back. Nice strong back and feeling the soft openness and uplift through the torso at the front. And letting the eyes be soft and downwards, or maybe even more parallel to the earth, or even possibly a little upwards, as the head and neck are nicely balanced on the torso. And so, like the mountain, we have a sense of the eyes taking in a big view, a vista. And feeling into the sense of the body sitting as a mountain. Perhaps engaging periodically with an image of a mountain to encourage the posture and the mindfulness, but not to get lost in the image. It's not the practice per se, it's a pointing to the practice. And feeling into body breathing in this posture. Perhaps some nice full breaths. And then letting the breathing subside, be just as it is. And remembering your personal intentions for being here today. Let them guide you. Remembering our general intentions to open with curiosity and kindness. Letting this poem inspire us to report from the west. Snow is falling west of here. The mountains have more than a foot of it. I see the early morning sky dark as night. I won't listen to the weather report. I'll let the question of snow hang. Answers only dull the senses, even answers that are right often make what they explain uninteresting. In nature, the answers are always changing, rain to snow, for instance. Nature can let the mysterious things alone. Wet leaves plastered to tree trunks, the intricate design of fish guts, the way we don't fall off the earth at night when we look up at the North Star. The way we know this may not always be so. The way our dizziness makes us grab the long grass hanging by our fingertips on the edge of infinity. So a beautiful invitation to not knowing. Not knowing is most intimate. a real invitation to the beauty of the mystery of being alive. And sitting as the mountain, and taking in the view, that big view, as we feel body breathing, being breathed, and supported by the earth. As we take in that big view as the mountain, can we let the thoughts and emotions move across the mind like clouds across the sky? Letting the image help you with this. As we continue to sit like the mountain with this big vista, different weather patterns move through. And these we can liken to the moods that show up. The storms, the bright blue sky of a clear mind. All arising in the field of awareness of mountain and sky. Different body sensations show up. Can we hold them too in the vastness of a sky? A night sky where stars appear and twinkle momentarily. So too the sensations. They come and they go. sounds, too, arise and pass in this vast field of awareness, anchored in body as a mountain, taking in the big view. The mountain hears it all, sees it all, knows it all, and has a big view, unperturbed over time and space, simply life unfolding, unpredictable, uncontrollable, impermanent. Refreshing intentions, waking up the body with the posture, the image of the mountain with the big view, letting it all come and go. Clouds across the sky, weather patterns, stars that twinkle momentarily. The thoughts and emotions, the moods, the body sensations. holding them all in this mysterious awareness of mountain and sky. As we sit, can we know the truth? We are earth, we are mountain, we are air, we are sky. No different. All one. Every thought, emotion, sound, sensation, all part of it, all one, all belong. Can we see everything we are as belonging in this vastness? Nothing exempt. This poem may help. Mark Strand. My name. One night when the lawn was a golden green and the marbled moonlit trees rose like fresh memorials in the scented air, and the whole countryside pulsed with the chirr and murmur of insects, I lay in the grass feeling the great distances open above me, and wondered what I would become and where I would find myself. And though I barely existed, I felt for an instant that the vast star-clustered sky was mine. And I heard my name as if for the first time, heard it in the way one hears the wind or the rain, but faint and far off, as though it belonged not to me, but to the silence from which it had come and to which it would go.